You're listening to Mike Loughran and the Management Perspectives podcast. Please follow me on LinkedIn and Twitter, where I publish all of my podcasts and blogs. Hi, my name is Mike Loughran, and this is the Management Perspectives podcast. In this show, we'll be discussing the topic of modern remote services and the role they've played during this extended period of global lockdown and the value that they can bring to manufacturers, not just now, but for the years ahead. But to join me today, I'm delighted to have my colleagues, Partha and Maciej, who will be able to discuss the developments in this area based on their hands-on experience. But first, I'd like them to introduce themselves. Guys, would you like to introduce yourselves to the listeners, please?
Sure. Hello. I'm Partha Seshadri. I'm Vice President for Rockwell Automation's Lifecycle Services business in EMEA region.
Hi, Mike. Hi. My name is Zell, Senior Manager with Calypso, a Rockwell Automation company. I'm responsible for digital technologies implementation across Europe.
Thank you both very much. Just to set the scene, you know, when the world went into lockdown in March 2020 for the majority of people, the manufacturing environment came under unparalleled pressure. One, to continue production because they needed to avoid supply chain shocks. And we all widely kind of, we feared them and some of them came true. But one of the major things that helped them through that were remote services. Remote services played a really important part of maintaining this continuity in production and enabling the manufacturing businesses to continue functioning. So to kick us off, I'd like to kind of just set the scene and say, what do we mean by modern remote services? Partha, would you like to take the first one?
Sure. When we discuss remote services, we're talking in broad terms about technologies that enable conventionally physical processes to be digitalized in such a way that they're unbound from any physical location. You know, that is to say, where the user is located physically is less important than the task that they are actually conducting.
And if I can add to that, well, I mean, this has been very interesting, well, and a very unprecedented times, right? Last 18 months, everyone experienced some sort of a remote services in action. I mean, everyone had to adapt quite quickly to overcome those physical restrictions that were placed on employees on manufacturing shop floor and so on. But when we talk about the remote services, it's not only just a communication. It's not only your normal phone call or video call or things that you know, allow us to communicate over chat. When I think about remote services in this setup, it's going beyond. So for example, Internet of Things as a technology stack, or augmented reality, or even more advanced technologies that we see right now, mixed reality or virtual reality, they all can play a role in overcoming restrictions that were a result of the ongoing pandemic. And I think we need to kind of broaden our understanding of those remote services beyond just a direct means of communication.
Yes, so you've mentioned a couple of things that I'd probably like to look in more detail. You clearly mentioned the examples around communication, but you also spoke about some of those new technologies like augmented reality, virtual reality, etc. Would you like to just delve into a bit of or a few common cases where manufacturing has been using those technologies and what it actually entailed?
Yeah, sure. I can touch on that. Mike, the growth of remote services has really happened in tandem with development of technology, right? We are seeing a lot of technologies develop accelerated fashion and converge together. Smartphones, tablets, VR headsets, all these different technologies that have advanced so quickly in the last few years have become commonplace in industrial environments as well. Now, when they come together, they lessen the requirement for workers to be physically on the shop floor in order to be productive, or even together in the same room to be collaborative. A recognizable example of this includes operators doing their rounds to check the health of machinery across multiple plants. Now, this one, with sensor technology advancements and smart analytics, this use case can be done by an operator sitting in a remote control room, having visibility across the entire plant, not just in one location, but in multiple locations, and see impending issues that might come up and alert certain colleagues that are there in the on the ground to make necessary repairs. They don't necessarily need to do the rounds and hover over equipment anymore to make sure that they are functioning as normal. This is a fantastic use case that has been enabled by the advancement of these kind of technologies that are coming together and converging.
Amache, what's your experience been?
Sure. I mean, from my end, I see a lot of interest right now around the digital twins, right? We're seeing a lot of examples of how the digital twin is being used. And just to explain that concept a little bit, you know, you can have the team composed of different R&D personnel, the project managers, or even engineers, and they will be spread across multiple locations, which is, you know, how typically those organizations are set up. And then all of them can look at the digital representation of the product or a process and putting their expertise into making an enhancements, recommendations, looking at the insights coming from the data, which is transformed and channeled to that digital twin concept. Another item I'd like to bring to attention is the AR, right? This also get a lot of more prominent in the last 18, 20 months. We can have two different engineers that are in the different locations, one of them working on a problem, dealing with an issue, a piece of an equipment or an asset that he's working on. And then the other person is relaying the instructions, right? So it's almost like remote assistance with additional AR capabilities overlaid on top of that. This is something that is quite new and helped keep your operations going through the pandemic times.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all agree and have seen this, that you know, the last 18 months have been a massive challenge for everyone in the manufacturing sector. And we've spoken about how they've dealt with it internally. What role have remote services played with those manufacturing bases engaging both internally, which we've spoken about, but also externally? And how did they kind of take away some of the pressures that both were seeing?
Yeah, the pandemic has been a perfect test, really, for these remote services and technologies that have matured these days. You know, pre-pandemic, industrial leaders may have been somewhat forgiven for asking questions like, do we really need these solutions in an industrial environment? Is this something we'll work on maybe at some point in the future when we have a clear use case for it, et cetera? But now, during the pandemic, with the pressures that are placed on the environment, there's little doubt that these technologies are necessary for a wide range of applications for them. And that was very important for us internally and also at Rockwell, and also for our customers, where they needed these technologies for keeping their business running.
And I completely agree. I mean, we've seen the pandemic as a trigger to this innovation, and Axel, it was a, I think the main ingredient for a lot of acceleration that we've seen in that remote service domain, so to say. Also, I'd like to point out that the utility of remote service not being contained to within just manufacturing organizations, right? We have other parts of the enterprise that also benefit from those technologies, so sales, supply chain, OEM integrations. These solutions have acted as a glue for different businesses to work together and achieve productive outcomes under very difficult conditions that we witness at the moment.
Yeah, that's kind of fascinating that it branches through the supply chain. It's the suppliers in and the suppliers out, and whether that be an OEM, a system integrator, a technology provider, a service provider, that they're all forming part of this remote services provision and gaining value from it. I'm Mike Locker and you're listening to the Management Perspective podcast. Today, I'm joined by Maciek Redl of Calypso and Partha Seshadri of Rockwell Automation. And we're discussing how modern remote services can help you stay productive. I think it'd be interesting for the listeners if we could maybe delve into one or two typical cases, or do we have anything like that? Can you name anything where you can kind of walk through a process and a case study of such?
Yes, a very prominent case study or use case has been around remote maintenance, right? Not only have we seen enforced distancing on the shop floor with the number of people that can be there on the shop floor for pandemic protection reasons, safety reasons, et cetera, but also air travel to get resources and experts on site has been severely limited. And so this has been a great test case and an opportunity as well for our customers to use remote services as a way to predict when a downtime could occur on their plant based on data, sensor data that is collected and trended over time where we see performance drifts, et cetera. And based on that insight, really plan the interventions either remotely when software-related things drift, or plan the intervention physically so it can be done in a safe manner as well. And those kind of insights that we are able to generate and predict our intervention either from remote locations or give instructions to the fewer operators that may be there on site to make any preventive maintenance actions has been a significant use case that we have experienced in the last couple of years.
From my perspective, something that I've observed quite a lot is the race of application of digital technologies for training, staff training, right? We can't be now co-located, or it's very limited in the possibility. So just because we can't be together, and it doesn't mean that, you know, workers should stop learning, right? Actually, you still need to upskill them, and actually it's opposite. You have time now for engineers to consider the skills and how they need to upskill themselves to navigate the future manufacturing environment, right? And the technologies like AR and mixed reality and virtual reality, which are a part of this connected remote service portfolio, they help immensely in that task, right? Also, it makes it more fun, actually. You know, if you think about typical old-fashioned training, it's not fun to go through 400 pages manual on how to maintain a specific device, right? Now, if you can make that process fun and interactive using those digital technologies, suddenly you will find first the younger audience being more engaged, but also the pickup rate will be better because that information will stick with them for longer. Because we are using multimedia type of approach to teaching, right? So it's not just text with some static pictures, it's avatars, augmented reality, full immersion with the real-time data that's being provided to that person. So I find this as a quite fascinating use case that is picking up quite a lot recently.
Brilliant. So pandemic aside, I would think many leaders would say, well, you know, we the pandemic's start to get under control. We implemented some remote services to get us through that. Yeah, you know, I think the future might change. What would you say to them from a point of view of keeping an eye on the longer term picture, and what should they really be looking at for the next 5 years? Have we finished with remote services, or is it just the start?
I think it is just a start. You know, before the pandemic, the top of mind issue or challenge on executive leaders was aging workforce. It is still an issue. Of course, getting remote services up and running to keep their businesses running has been top of mind, and cybersecurity associated with it has been top of mind in the last couple of years. But the aging workforce challenge is still there, and it's going to be an issue for the future as well that our customers are facing in the coming years. A generation of experts that have built up knowledge over decades are coming up for retirement, and a new workforce with different ways of learning and digitally savvy workforce is entering into the arena here. So that has been a challenge in the past. It will continue to be a challenge in the future. But we see remote services and associated technologies are ways that can assist in the smooth knowledge transfer, capture and transfer in their organizations. So tools such as Expert Capture is a great way of capturing an expert's way of doing things, that knowledge, into bite-sized augmented reality or virtual reality or videos, for example, or use cases that the younger generation can use very quickly to ramp up and learn those skills. And the organization's skill set is a big contributor for their competitive advantage, and protecting that and ensuring that there is continuity over many years is important, and these kind of technologies facilitate that.
Yeah, from my end, I'm super excited about the new possibilities that those digital technologies are bringing into different areas. But for, as an example, in product development process, right now, developing new products can be done in a digital space. That will help us with iterating very quickly, prototyping and trying new ideas, also with minimal marginal cost for each of those iterations. Historically, it was very laborious and expensive, and in many cases, you had to get all the experts together physically co-located. Now you can do that remotely through AR or mixed reality experiences, through connected enterprise type of solutions. So this is super exciting. And I see that also the new workforce, right, entering their careers, they will be very engaged with those technologies. So that will also allow those skills to stick for longer.
I love the fact that this kind of covers a multitude of industrial issues, and it brings together people and technology to solve them. But one it augments the other, if you like, and empowers it. And I think that's wonderful. This access to an expert anywhere style is really cool. I can really see the benefits of it, and especially around that, you know, retaining skill set, but also training and attracting new talent and skills into business. I think is only going to benefit for the whole of it, for all industries actually, and linking them together. So thanks for that. So if, you know, we've covered quite a bit around that. If you had, if the leaders who listen to this podcast are sitting there today and are thinking, right, okay, let's have a look into more detail on this. What words of wisdom or advice would you leave them with? Where would they start?
Yeah, I think it's important for leaders to elevate their perspective from day-to-day challenges to think deeply about what comes next. I alluded to the generational shift a moment ago. That has a huge implication for the sector, and remote services can play a major role in not only attracting talent, but upskilling, retaining, and getting the most out of this new generation. So that is one key area that I would say leaders would be focusing on and should be focusing on in the future.
Yeah, I think it's really a case of being open-minded to the possibilities, right? These technologies will bring bringing to the table right now. The pandemic has been difficult for everyone in the sector, but let's use it as a trigger to try new ways of working, overcome pressing problems with solutions, and create a legacy that will have enormous implications for our business and generations to come.
Brilliant, brilliant. And something kind of just popped into my head there that I thought I'd ask you both, just for your opinion. Do you see this as being able to, as companies and industry, being able to use remote connected services in new revenue streams and to recognize new revenue streams?
Absolutely. Now, for service providers, for sure, this is a way to engage with customers on a more proactive manner and generate revenue streams out of that as well. In terms of sharing that insight in a way that the customers can use for gaining more productivity. From end users, from manufacturers, now there are no bounds in terms of the skill set that they can gain access to without spending or having a prohibitive cost to it. With remote services and technologies, they can get the expert in their process, regardless of where he or she might be sitting around the world, in a moment's notice. And that brain power can lead to a lot of innovation in their operations that could unlock a lot of potential. The technologies like digital twin, et cetera, can come and drive more innovation through collaboration of skilled engineers or contributors from around the world that could generate new products for our customers as well. So definitely this is a source of new revenue streams for our customers and industrial players.
You know, I want to echo what just Partha said, but I see that we'll see a rise of expert as a service type of offerings or knowledge as a service offerings where you can get access to the expert at any time through multiple channels, and they can be with you in the room through some avatar and mixed reality type of technology. And that will also allow for the organizations offering this type of services to monetize them, right? And depending on your SLAs, you can have access to different type of experts with different lead times and so on. Also, another point, this technology allows us to monitor and control a whole fleet of devices, processes, machines remotely, and that could become a new stream of revenue for those organizations that did not do that before. Okay, so right now as an OEM, if I make a machine that historically wasn't connected, it was a dumb machine, air quotes, I wouldn't monetize remote monitoring capability on it. Now I can do that if I'll allow this remote service functionality on the new generation of machines. So that's another example. But we will see that the remote service solutions, they will open door for monetization of new revenue streams. I'm pretty sure about that.
Brilliant. No, that's some great, guys. Thank you very much for that. So you've given us all some real food for thought there. And certainly if people didn't realize it before, the path forward with remote services is only going to grow. And I think it's important that everyone kind of looks at it and see how it fits into their business. So guys, thank you, Partha. Thank you, Maciej. Many thanks for your time and many thanks to the listener for their attention and for joining us. You've been listening to the Management Perspectives podcast. Please follow me, Mike Loughran, on LinkedIn and Twitter, where I publish all of my podcasts and blogs. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate and review us, as this really helps the show.